Steady on course 060.
Steady on 060, sir.
We present The Enemy Below, a play for radio by D.A. Rayner, based on his novel of the same name. The Enemy Below.
The time is September 1943. His Majesty's destroyer Hecate is crossing that very empty sea that lies south of the equator between the coast of Africa and the eastern bulge of Brazil. Unusual in wartime, the Hecate is alone. For once, she has no convoy to look after and no sister escort vessel to help her should she meet the enemy. It is a few hours after dark, and the ship is plowing steadily, at somewhat reduced speed, into one of those short tropic storms which can infest this area. Conditions on the bridge are by no means pleasant, but the two officers, wedged into positions of purposeful repose in the captain's sea cabin under the bridge, are comfortable enough. On the cushions between them is a chessboard, a game which has become an almost nightly ritual. The captain has taken his opponent's bishop with his queen. The doctor, after due thought, lifts a knight and waves it vaguely over a square from which it could threaten the intruding queen.
I wonder how you like that.
I'm making no comment. You play your own game. Captain's cabin.
Radar report to small contact, green 70, range 10,000.
Get the plot onto it, Magazine, and let me know its course and speed.
Oh, it can't be a subboat here.
Ah, but it is.
But how do you know, sir?
I'm sure of it. I feel it in my bones.
Ach, but sir,
oh,
you can...
All right. I know it sounds crazy. But I've often had contacts which on every evidence ought to be U-boats. I've treated them as U-boats. I've even claimed they were U-boats, either sunk or damaged. But whenever I've first had one that's afterwards been proved beyond shadow of doubt to have been a U-boat, then I promise you, Doc, I've always felt it in my bones. I've known that at the other end of the Aztec beam, there's been a mind matching my own. And I feel that now. Go on, your move, man.
There.
Checkmate.
Oh, damn it, sir, it's not fair. If that is a U-boat...
Whether it is or isn't, I can still beat you if you let your mind wander.
But the radar contact...
It was 20 degrees forward of the beam and 5 miles away. It was reported as a small surface echo, not an aircraft. So it can't get that far away. Wouldn't like you to whip out my appendix if you weren't keeping your mind on the immediate problem. Magazine, has the plot reported yet?
Not yet, sir. I'll ask them. Plot reports target steering approximately 180 degrees. Speed 14 knots. Radar says the blip's quite definite, sir.
Thank you, Magazine. I'll be up soon. Negative is zigzag.
Why stop the zigzag?
The plot will have more chance if our course is steady.
If it is a U, what in the world's it doing out here?
I don't know. Well, I'll just get my oilskins on and then we'll go up to the bridge and ask it, shall we?
May I come too, sir?
Of course, if it amuses you. I don't suppose... I'll be sounding the alarm bell for some time. It's dead upwind and sea from us, and going away only a little slower than the best we can make in this weather. So it'll take us some time to catch up. Come on. Where is it now, Magazine?
Green 085, range steady, sir.
Steady?
210, sir.
Bring her around to 210.
Aye, aye, sir.
Port 15.
Port 15, on, sir.
Steady on 210.
Steady on 210, sir.
Forebridge. Plot.
Plot. Forebridge.
Captain here. What's the target doing?
Course 210, sir. Speed about 14 knots. Range steady.
Who's the plotter?
Andrews, sir. Sick berth attendant.
Very well, Andrews. Sure you can handle it? I don't want to go to action stations until we know more.
Yes, sir. Sure.
Good lad. Doc, after the navigator himself, that Andrews of yours is the best plotter in the ship.
Oh, I'm glad he's better at that than his master is at chess.
Oh, does it still rankle?
Sure, it rankles like hell.
Forebridge. Radar?
Radar, forebridge.
Who's on the set?
Petty Officer Lewis, sir.
Good extraordinary how the buzz gets round. Lewis isn't a watchkeeper. He's just turned up because his beloved set might possibly be in contact with an interesting marine object. He's a damn bad petty officer, but a dedicated radar mechanic.
Yeah, and the yeoman of signals will be up soon.
You bet your life he will. Champing to make a signal. Lewis, what does the blip look like?
Small, sharp blip, sir. Just about right for a U-boat.
Thank you, Lewis. I'm going to increase speed now. If the extra vibration spoils your reception on the set, press the bell.
Aye, sir.
Mr. Mackeson, increase to 200 revolutions.
Increase to 200 revolutions, sir.
Yeah, Doc, without an oilskin on, you'd better get up against the forward windscreen. 20 knots into this sea will be a pretty wet ride.
Gosh! Oh, she was half out of the water then.
Yeah, it's too much. I'll have to ease her down. Ease her down to 150. Forebridge.
Best up the set up that last one, sir.
All right, Lewis, I've eased her down already. I won't increase again until the sea moderates. You're still holding contact?
Yes, sir. Target's still there. Dead ahead now, sir. Range 9,000.
Thank you, Lewis. Doc, I'm dead sure it's in you, but now, don't ask me what it's doing, but I'm sure it is one. It's too small to be anything but that, or a fishing boat, and there aren't any fishing boats in this deserted piece of ocean, and none that could steam at 14 knots into this sea. I do believe it's going to give me just what I've always wanted. A single-ship duel between a U-boat and a destroyer without a chance of anyone interfering.
What odds would you lay?
Oof, so near evens that I'd have to know the other captain. As far as the ships are concerned, I just put my money on the U-boat.
But you reckon you'll win?
Oh, of course. Both of us will think that. The German and I. We've got to think so. Otherwise, we'd crack. If he's the man I hope he is, we'll have a wonderful game of chess.
In this weather?
Oh, the sea'll have gone down before dawn. This little gale's very local. These tropical areas are full of them. The one we're enjoying at the moment is a rather large one of its kind.
Well, Captain, sir?
Hello, number one. Have we got you out of your bunk?
Just turning in, sir, when you altered course. Thought I'd come up and see if you wanted me, sir. I'd hardly started along the iron deck when you increased speed, and I had to dodge back mighty quick, sir.
We've got a possible radar contact on a U-boat.
Oh?
We're chasing dead up his tail, and he's 4.5 miles ahead. I don't think I'll get any closer until the weather moderates. It will anyway by dawn, and we're running out of it at 14 knots. 10 o'clock now, 9 hours until dawn at 14 knots, 126 miles to the southwest when dawn comes, if he doesn't spot us before.
He's almost certain to do that. He's got radar, too.
True, but he's got no radar mattress aft. He's got a swingy ship if he wants to get a bearing on anything right behind him. If we keep station on him, always there, always in station, it's my bet his radar operator will think it's a ghost echo. We've had him ourselves often enough. If we were to go playing about, closing up on him or drawing off to one side, then he'd know us for what we are. Am I right?
Sounds very foxy to me, sir. But I see your point. If we scare him and put him down in this sea, our ASDIC will be pretty useless, and he'd probably give us the slip.
Exactly, number one. Mr. Mackeson, I want to keep station exactly 10,000 yards astern of the target until 4 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Take station 10,000 yards astern of target, sir.
You better get your head down, number one.
Yeoman, sir.
Ah, yes, yeoman. Are you itching to make a signal? I don't think it's necessary until we know for sure. We can signal then.
We'll be a long way off a proper course, sir.
Yes, number one, almost 130 miles. But we've got a hell of a fast ship. If we're wrong and our friend turns out to be a Brazilian fishing boat that's gone gaga, we can easily slip back without anyone being the wiser. No, yeoman. Sorry to disappoint you. No signal yet.
I think I'll move below now.
Mm-hmm.
Good night, sir. Good night, Doc.
Good night, number one. Night, yeoman.
Night, sir.
There could be another reason for not making a signal.
Meaning?
Less chance of interference.
Damn and blast your impudence. If you were an executive officer, I'd put you under arrest.
I'm your medical advisor. For your professional secrets, my lips are sealed.
As a chess player, your doom is sealed.
Good night, sir.
Good night, Doug. Mr. Mackeson, tell the ASDIC hut to stop transmitting. Keep a listening watch on it. The submarine's hydrophones can hear that machine miles away. And I don't want to bolt this particular fox until I'm ready to deal with him. If it is a fox.
Veteran Capitaine Peter von Stolberg, commanding U-121, was never proof against violent motion. After refusing his supper, he had turned into his bunk where with pills he had tried to calm the queasiness within him. Only the overriding necessity of having his U-boat in a given position at a given time had caused him to make this high-speed dash on the surface, regardless of his crew's discomfort and possible damage to his boat. Dönitz, the Grand Admiral in charge of the U-boat arm, had been emphatic.
You will be in position 5 degrees north, 35 degrees west at noon local time on the 9th of September, Captain. And nothing must stop you, nothing. Our radar, the Cecilia, has captured a complete set of Allied ciphers which the enemy will bring into force on the 1st of October. She has been instructed to photograph the ciphers and transfer the films to you for delivery to me here. You are to proceed at once to the position, and unless you yourself are directly attacked, you are not to engage the enemy, however tempting the target may be.
Von Stolberg sailed from Brest a few days later. A British escort group of sloops had hunted him relentlessly for 3 days before he'd been able to shake them off. He had been forced to make almost the whole of his first 100 miles submerged. Then, when at last he had his boat cleared of the enemy patrols, he had run into persistent bad weather. The margin of 7 days, which he had thought to have in hand when he sailed from Brest, had been whittled down to no more than a bare 18 hours. For that reason, and that reason alone, he was driving his ship and men unmercifully. Now, the pill he had taken was working. He felt drowsy and slept, an uneasy repose which was not entirely due to conditions in the boat. Kuntz, the junior, had the watch until midnight. Von Stolberg had an innate distrust of the overconfident bearing of that young Nazi.
Lieutenant Kuntz! It is 20 minutes to 2300 hours. The radar operator says it's time to swing her.
Very well. Steer 20 degrees to port.
Steer 20 degrees to port.
Has the radar cabinet anything to report?
Lieutenant, the ground returns from the sea are so bad that the screen is cluttered up with false echoes.
Who's the operator?
Bauer.
Very well.
There seems to be a ghost echo 11,000 meters astern. Very indefinite.
Anything would be in this weather.
Shall I report to the captain?
No, he'll be angry if he's disturbed. There are no surface ships about here, and if so, we can't attack them. Let us see if it's still there in an hour's time.
Super fail, Herr Lieutenant.
Bring her back on course.
Course 210.
Lieutenant, it is 20 minutes to midnight. Time to swing it again.
Very well. Steer 20 degrees to starboard.
Steer 20 degrees to starboard.
Has the radar cabinet anything to report?
That ghost echo is still there. Same range, same bearing.
Well, that proves it's something in the set. No two ships would ever be the same distance apart after an hour's steaming. That set is haunted with ghosts. Bauer, ask the hydrophone operator if he can hear anything on the ASDIC transmission.
Ruby Pale here, Lieutenant. Conic Tower.
Yes, Bauer?
No transmissions heard.
Thank you.
Well, my young friend, how's the night?
Oh, Herr Oberleutnant, Heil Hitler!
Don't be a silly young fool. How can you Heil Hitler in a moderate gale, even on the conning tower of the Reich's smartest and most efficient U-boat?
It's different for you, von Hollem. The captain and you're one of his friends.
If you drop your Nazi nonsense, you'd have a much better life aboard this boat. Have you anything to report? If not, I'll take over the watch.
You know the course as well as I. Our dear old friend, 210.
I've got her. Get below to your sleep.
Very well. Oberleutnant!
Yes?
I forgot to tell you, there's a ghost echo on the radar 11,000 meters astern.
You told the captain?
No, it was reported as a ghost and has been there for more than an hour. It can be nothing else. Perhaps you'd like the pleasure of starting a mare's nest.
Barefoot again.
Most opportune arrival of our excellent executive officer. Good morning to you, Oberleutnant Heinrich Sparkhofer.
Good morning, Otto.
Never a moment late, and never by any chance a minute early.
There anything to report? The sea's a little less high, isn't it?
Yes, the weather's better. A ghost echo turned up in Kunz's watch, dead astern 11,000. I nearly reported it to the captain, but it's been so regularly there now for 5 hours that I'm sure it's a ghost.
I agree. It can't be the enemy. He's not the patient sort. Anyway, there are no escorts in this part of the world. Sleep well, Otto.
Morning, pilot.
How's the Kaibo?
Bosun's mate has just gone to brew some. Will you have a cup, sir?
Thanks, I will. And how's my friend the enemy?
Well, still there, sir. Very easy feather to keep station on. Just 5 revolutions up or 5 down every quarter of an hour or so. And he's steering a good course. Couldn't you sleep, sir?
Not very well. Not very well at all. I've got a problem. You see, pilot, that U-boat doesn't know we're here. And when he does discover it, he'll go down like a plummet. And then for 5 minutes or so, there'll be pretty average hell let loose in that tube.
Hell, sir?
Yes, hell. And a lot of bad language, recriminations and all sorts. What do you think would happen on this bridge if the situation were to be reversed? I'd be a very angry man indeed. And while I was being angry, I couldn't be efficient. I'm just wondering if I can rely on that happening to him. And for how long?
Meaning, sir?
Well, let's see. He'll go a little below periscope depth while he collects his temper and gets his crew together. Then, if he's the man I expect he is, he'll have his ship back to its usual efficient self pretty quickly. Then he'll poke up his periscope to have a look. When he sees that he's only one ship to contend with, he'll try to torpedo me before I can get in an attack. If he could do that, he'd resolve all his difficulties at once.
If he dives 4 miles away from us, we'll cover the distance in 15 minutes, 15 knots.
Right. We can't go any faster, or the water noises will ruin Asdic reception. But 15 minutes is quite long enough for a resourceful man to plan and execute a torpedo attack. Although, it must be with his 2 stern tubes he won't have time to turn. Supposing I give him 5 minutes to regain his temper, 5 minutes to set and fire his torpedoes, and allow a torpedo running time of 2 minutes. They'll be running on a preset course. If I make a large alteration of course, 10 minutes after he dives, I ought to be able to avoid them.
That's making it pretty tight, sir.
Right, it's got to be. The snag is that a long ship like this takes time to turn. Better sooner than later. I think I'll order the turn somewhere about 8 minutes after his diving time. Once I'm inside a mile of him, he'll not get another chance to sling kippers at us, because I'll keep him down deep.
I suppose a U-boat would fire at a destroyer coming straight at it. It's a very small target.
I'm wondering that myself, pilot. And yet I don't want to risk a steady Asdic run-in until I've drawn his fangs. It is like a game of chess. Throw away a knight of speed to gain a queen of drawn claws. In fact, I think I'll even entice our Germanic friend by keeping out on his beam.
Coffee.
Yeah, well.
It gets lighter. Soon it'll be dawn.
Yeah, well, Herr Oberleutnant.
Now that is good. It warms the hands. Oh, and it tastes good, eh? 6:20. I think it's light enough to carry out a routine sweep. Hand me the binoculars.
Yeah.
Thank you. What's that?
Zum Teufel noch einmal! Emergency dive!
Commence Asdic sweep. Steer 240. Pilot, note the time and let me know as soon as the 8 minutes are up. Better still, give me a minute's warning. Number one,
sir?
Sound off action stations.
Aye, sir.
Forebridge.
Echo faded, sir.
Thank you, Lewis. We've seen the U-boat submerge, and thank you for your work. It's been a damn fine effort.
Thank you, sir.
Now go and get your head down, man. I'll send for you if I need you. And Yeoman, where's the Yeoman?
Yes, sir.
Take down this signal. Most immediate. Admiralty, repeated, Commander-in-Chief, South Atlantic. Message reads. Have tracked U-boat by radar for 130 miles. Submerged after identification. Am attacking. Position, Yeoman, get a position from the navigator. And tell the wireless office I want them to be on the air the very least time possible. I don't want any enemy that may overhear it to have a chance to fix our position.
Very good, sir.
Keep gun ready.
Next gun ready.
Action, look out, sir.
Come through the lead.
Gun water connected.
Not closed up.
Midship
Harrigan's
ready.
Anti-cut closed up. Radar off and closed up.
Depth chart closed up.
Steady on 240, sir.
Forbridge, plot. Our course is now 240. I'm moving out on his beam.
What is all this?
A British destroyer, Herr Kapitän.
Nonsense. Did you sight her?
Indeed, I did, between 4 and 5 miles astern.
Then she's to the east of us, up sun. It is possible that she's never sighted us.
I fear, Herr Kapitän, that she has been trailing us since 11 o'clock last night.
What?
We, that is first Kunz and then the rest of us, thought it was a ghost echo.
Impossible. Impossible! Impossible! Bloody hell, all of you! Over 100 miles! You've brought the enemy with us for over 100 miles. You know how important our mission is, and you lead him to our rendezvous. Is this how you, one-to-one, obeys the order of the Grand Admiral?
I'm sorry, Herr Kapitän.
Mistakes cannot be rectified in war. Please, God, the Britisher makes a mistake, and soon. 4.5 miles. Bring the boat to 10 meters at once. I want to use the periscope. What is your depth now?
60 meters. Periscope depth.
Periscope depth.
Open all, Kingston.
Empty.
Shut.
40 meters.
Open B, Kingston. Periscope depth, Captain.
Good. I'll raise the scope. I cannot find her astern. Ah, I have her now. Bearing green 160.
She was astern.
And she makes a big mistake. Her captain is a clever man. He thinks he'll work out on my beam, but Schwachhofer, I shall sink him. Kunz, start the attack table.
Jawohl, Herr Kapitän.
I have no time to turn. I'll use the stern tubes. Miller, prepare tubes 5 and 6. Torpedo depth 3 meters. Speed 40 knots.
Jawohl, Herr Kapitän.
Kunz, enemy bearing green 155. Course 240. Speed 15 knots. Range 8,500. Well, Kunz?
Deflection 25 degrees left, Herr Kapitän.
Stand by numbers 5 and 6 tubes.
Numbers 5 and 6 tubes ready. Lights burning, Herr Kapitän.
Good. Yes, I can see him. A poor fool, he forgets he's alone. For once, just for once, I have one British escort in my sights, and I don't have to worry whether another is about to attack me. Port 10, stand by to fire. Fire 6.
Torpedo running.
Fire 5.
Torpedo running.
Kunz, what is your running time?
1 minute 48 seconds, Herr Kapitän.
Tell me when the first torpedo has been running for a minute. I want to watch them arrive.
Come on, Herr Kapitän.
Captain, sir, 7 minutes.
Thank you, pilot. Number one.
Sir?
In 1 minute, alter course to port 180. Use 30 degrees of wheel. If she doesn't turn fast enough, I'll stop the port engine. I want her on the new course within 2 minutes.
Aye, aye, sir. Port 30, steer 180.
As it covered. Forbridge, forbridge.
Yes, what is it?
Some hydrophone effect on the port bell, sir.
Bearing?
It's difficult to say, sir. It covers quite a large arc. I'd say red 3-0 to right ahead.
How's ahead, number one?
Passing 2-1-0, sir.
Bearing now?
Seems to be crossing the bow, sir. Getting much louder, sir.
Stop port engine.
Aye, aye, sir. Stop port.
Port engine stop, sir.
Ten. Asdic. Bearing now?
305 to green 60.
Oh, thank God. They've crossed our bow.
Torpedo! Torpedo, starboard side!
All right, man, all right. Don't shout. They can't hurt us now.
Du lieber Gott, he turns. He cannot have seen my torpedo, but he's turning under full helm.
The torpedoes have been running 1 minute, Herr Kapitän.
You fool, this is all your fault. You and your ghost echo. Down periscope. Dive to 80 meters, Herr Oberleutnant. Silent routine and warn engineer Kretz that will shortly be attacked with depth charges.
Prepare for depth charge attack.
Schwachhofer.
Captain.
You realize that this matter is different. Until now, a target has been just the target. Merchantmen lumbering sedately across our sights. Then, so long as my appreciation of their course and speed was correct and our instruments have functioned, we've hit. There's been no more to it than that.
Yes, Captain.
But now we have against us a brain that matches mine, and that brain is driving a machine which is as well disciplined as our own boat.
But you will win, Herr Captain.
I hope so. I intend so. But I don't think it's going to be easy.
Astic transmissions green. 165 closing. Propeller noises. Probably turbines. 150 revolutions.
Petty Officer Miller, release one Pillenwerfer.
Befehl, Herr Kapitän. Pillenwerfer released, Herr Kapitän. Shall I reload?
Yes, and von Holem?
Herr Kapitän.
Otto, let us consider our rendezvous. Where are we?
I had a perfect star sight this morning. We are here.
How far to go?
At 6 hours, 2 minutes zone time, we were 96 miles from the meeting point.
So, if we can maintain 4 knots, we shall be in position at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning.
That is so.
Leaving us 6 hours to spare before tomorrow's noon.
Provided our course and speed are maintained.
Yes, Otto, yes. Provided, as you say, that our course and speed are maintained. I have 1,000 curses on this Britisher. Otto, how could you have been so silly?
I don't know. It was just one of those things.
And without even time to shave. I hate that. Wait. Brown, can you give me the range?
It's very difficult, Herr Captain. The enemy is astern of us. And there is much interference from our own propellers. He comes closer all the time.
So the Pillenwerfer does not delude him. He is, I fear, a clever one. Now, let us consider with the help of the chart what to do. I'll wait until the destroyer is almost above me. Then I'll turn to port to reverse course. Full speed during the turn on the starboard engine, then reduce to 4 knots. After the turn, I'll release 2 Pillenwerfer and hold the reverse course for 15 minutes. Plot it on your chart, Otto. If he does not follow me around, I'll at the end of another 15 minutes alter course 90 degrees to starboard for 3/4 hour and then resume our course of 210 degrees. Well, that will mean, Otto,
that we shall end up on a parallel course 3 miles southeast of our present track, and we shall lose almost 1.5 hours. It's a great pity. It will cut down our amount of time in hand to no more than 4.5 hours.
I know. But if I can't sink him, I'd like to lose him. He is too close to what he should not see. 4:30. Full ahead, starboard. Steady on, 030.
Steer 208.
Steer 208, sir.
Echo bearing 209. Going away. Range 1500.
Stand back, Johnson. I want to see the plot.
Echo bearing 210. Going away. Range 1300.
Steer 210. He's on his old course again. He certainly is wedded to that course.
Double echoes. The first at 1200. The second at 1000.
Disregard the first echo.
The first echo stationary. Range 700. The second going away. 900.
Number one, the wily bird has slipped a pill. Fancy trying to catch us out with that old trick.
Well, sometimes it works, sir.
Oh, in the muddle of a convoy battle, yes. In this calculated sort of business, we shouldn't allow ourselves to be tricked.
Well, it's not exactly a dashing sort of affair, is it, sir? And I mean, trundling over the sea at 15 knots.
Like a grizzly bear.
Echo bearing 210, 500. Interrogative depth setting, sir.
Set depth charges to 75 feet. No idea how deep he is. He could be down anywhere between 60 and 400.
Pity we haven't got another escort with us. A second ship might give us some idea of depth.
One of the penalties of being single-handed, number one.
Echo bearing 210. 300. A lost contact ahead, sir.
Damn, he's deeper than I thought. Reset charges to 150 feet. Standby charges. Let go.
Charges gone, sir.
Asdick, sweep astern.
Asdick sweeping astern, sir. Very confused echo, sir. Looks as though it will take some time for the disturbance to subside.
That's funny. I'd expect you to find him coming up as clear as a headland out of fog. Take a look at star number one.
Aye, sir.
No contact, sir.
Try again.
No contact, sir.
Sweep all round. I'm beginning to fear he may have given us the slip.
All round sweep completed, sir. No contact, sir.
Hell and damnation, where can he have got to? I'm afraid we're far too shallow. It's too much to hope we sank him.
There's nothing in the water, sir. Only the muck from our charges.
All right. I'll go to a position 4 miles to starboard of the track. I reckon he's doubled back and slipped off that way. It's what I'd have done. And I'll go fast. How'd the Asdick house, number one?
How's the Asdick?
Asdick house, sir.
Port 20, steer 280, 30 knots.
300 revolutions.
Forbridge, plot.
Forbridge.
You heard where I'm going?
Yes, sir.
Let me know when I'm 500 yards from the position.
Aye, aye, sir.
Half ahead, 4 knots, starboard 20. Steer 120.
Herr Captain, I can no longer hear the Asdick transmissions, but I have heard fast but distant propellers. Going away, Herr Captain. I think the destroyer has gone somewhere very fast.
Now, why has she done that, Schwachhofer?
Oh, it is unusual. Generally, the British stay going round and round the same spot. All the books say so.
Agreed, but the books are only written by those who have survived. I'm just wondering if the Cecilia may be early at the rendezvous and the destroyer has gone off to interrogate her.
If she does, she will get more than she bargained for. The Cecilia has 6 5.5 guns.
Anyway, I'm going to seize the opportunity to shave. I don't like the men to see me like this. Call me if anything happens.
500 yards to go, sir.
Thank you, Plot. Number one, reduced to 15 knots.
Aye, sir. 150 revolutions.
Lower the Asdick. Commence sweep. Plot, if we have no luck this side of his course line, I'll try the other. I'm sure he'll go back to his old course of 210, number one. If he gives that up, he's as much a beaten man as if I sink him. Plot, lay this off for me.
Aye, aye, sir.
Give him a turn to port after the attack. Then allow for him to steer a reciprocal course for 15 minutes. Then a 90-degree turn to starboard for, say, 40 minutes. And then bring him back onto his course at 4 knots.
All round sweep carried out, sir. No contact, sir.
Sweep again. Plot, I want a course and speed to intercept. Something in the 28-knot class. He'll not try to torpedo us at that speed, number one.
No contact, sir.
Very well. Here we go. Stop transmitting. Raise the Asdick. Ready for that course and speed yet?
Sir, 152 degrees at 29 knots, sir.
Good lad. Let me know when we're 500 yards from the position.
290 revolutions. Port 20. Steady on 152 degrees.
Morning, sir.
Ah, Robbins. How very clever of you. Fancy bringing my breakfast just when I have a chance to eat it.
Your ordinary breakfast time, sir. Nothing unusual about it at all, sir. Bacon and scrambled egg reconstituted. All we've got left now, sir, but it's not too bad, really.
Is that a promise?
Brown, can you hear anything?
No, Herr Captain.
You don't look relieved.
No, Otto, I'm not. I'd like to have gone further to the southwest, but I have no time. If he's to be content, a sailor must always have something in hand of time or speed, and I've neither. The price is so big. We have the ability to get these ciphers back a fortnight before the fastest possible time the Cecilia could make. 14 extra days in which to do untold damage to the enemy. I will make the rendezvous.
The destroyer has been away for so long that we can surely have a look through the periscope.
Yes, you see, Otto. Let's come to periscope depth. Schwachhofer, periscope depth.
14 meters. Depth steady.
Up periscope. Brown, can you hear anything?
No, Herr Captain. Absolutely nothing.
Good. I can see nothing. I'll sweep again. Nothing. Down periscope. Schwacher, prepare to surface.
Jawohl.
It will give us a chance to change the air in the boat, and at speed on the surface, we may regain the time we've lost.
Herr Kapitän! Herr Kapitän!
What is it?
High-speed propellers, Herr Kapitän! Distant! Approaching rapidly!
How fast?
Very fast indeed! On the starboard beam! I have never heard faster!
On the starboard beam! Gott im Himmel! Emergency dive to 80 meters!
I hope we're right this time, number one.
I don't know how he managed to disappear like that, sir.
Oh, he turned right round and left us only the smell. He turns more quickly than we do. To have speed, you must have length, and that means you can't turn quickly.
Plot, forebridge.
Forebridge, plot.
500 yards to go, sir.
Thank you, pilot. Slow it down, number one.
Aye, aye, sir.
And tell the Azdik to switch on the bridge loudspeaker as they start sweeping.
Very good, sir.
All round sweep, sir.
Yes, all round sweep. God, we're almost on top of it.
Counting, sir. Counting, sir.
Stop jabbering. I can hear it. What's the range?
400. Bearing 140.
Have you time to attack?
Yes, sir.
Well, carry on. Set charges to 250 feet. Stand by charges.
Aye, aye, sir. Target drawing line.
Steer 180.
Range 300. Lost contact ahead, sir.
Yeah.
I got on my beam at 400 meters. No time to turn away. But perhaps he will not have any time to attack. Maybe he will run over me and try to get contact the other side. I will turn towards him. Hard starboard. Full ahead. Steer 280.
Hard starboard.
Contact astern. Bearing green 70, range 500, opening fast.
Starboard 30. Steer 300.
Red 05, sir. Bearing 295, range 1700. Submarine, going away.
We've only just turned in time. He is a clever one. Another minute's delay and he'd have been away again. Plot, what did that attack look like?
If the depth was anywhere near right, sir, the starboard lower should have given him a nasty shaking.
I hope it did.
Will you attack it again, sir?
Let's give him one while he's feeling shaky. Only 8 patterns of depth charges left. That's the real rub. After this attack, there'll be only 7. Azdik, prepare to attack. What did that one look like?
He turned to pause at the last moment, sir. I think he's back on his old course of 210.
I was afraid, sir. That attack won't have hurt him much. What a fool I am. I knew he'd turn one way or the other, and I should have known which. Number one.
Sir?
You go and have your breakfast. I'm going to take station half a mile astern of him for a bit.
Aye, aye, sir. You'll let me know if you attack, sir.
Oh, no. But I think I'll just tag along astern of him for a spell. He can't hurt me, and I may get him rattled. It's early days, yet. Yeah?
What depth?
110 meters. All tanks working correctly.
We lost 30 meters.
Yeah, Herr Captain.
Keep us steady to 110 until we've checked on the damage. If there's nothing serious, I'll go deep to 150 meters. My mouth is as dry as a desert. What a mess.
Now we'll get the boat cleared up, Herr Kapitän. Gleis?
Yeah?
A boom and treat off the glass.
Yeah?
God in heaven, look at the way the caulking is stripped away from the bulkheads. Electrician, replace the light bulbs. This infernal emergency lighting is so dismal.
Rome, your ears are not damaged?
No, Herr Kapitän, I removed the headphones before the first charges exploded.
Ah, that is good. Can you hear anything now?
Yeah, Herr Kapitän, the destroyer is in contact astern. It is difficult to tell her range because she is blanketed by her own propellers. I fancy she comes closer.
Keep me advised.
Engineer Klitz, is everything well?
No material damage, Herr Kapitän.
Safe to go to 150 meters?
As far as I can ascertain, yes.
Schwachhofer, take her down to 150.
Jawohl, Herr Kapitän.
Brown, where's the destroyer now?
As before, Herr Kapitän. She is astern. Her engines turn very slowly. He is sitting on our tail, Herr Kapitän.
Zum Teufel! Otto, what do you make of that? He's trailing us like a police dog.
It is not the way to fight. Not the way they usually fight. The books say that the enemy usually goes on attacking wildly until his ammunition is exhausted.
Perhaps one day we'll write a book and tell them something different. I'm going to see if he's awake. It's just possible that he behaves like this because a part of his machine is broken.
Brown, tell me exactly what happens. I want to know if he follows me or not.
I understand, Herr Kapitän.
For 10, steer 120 degrees.
Let us see if he'll follow us through a 90-degree turn.
Hello, Doc. Come up for some air.
It's hot. Oh, but a wonderful day for it, sir.
Well, you've been screaming for an action ever since you joined. Now you've got it, what do you think of it?
Oh, it's all right as far as it goes. I must say, I expected more excitement. Just look at the men basking in the sun. The flying fish skittering over the water.
Oh, actions vary as much as men do. Yeah, to be really effective, I could do with another ship. But on the other hand, I've no convoy to worry about and no fear of another U-boat trying to sink me while I deal with this one.
For how long can he really stay down?
Not for much more than 24 hours, if that. If I do absolutely nothing but stay on his tail, I'll get him in the end. Of course, I admit it's a bit of a strain on the Asdic team and the plot.
I'd like to see him blown up, please.
No, you would you? Bloodthirsty fellows you medical men are. I'd much rather catch them alive.
Just so you can ask him what he's doing.
And where he's going. It's obviously somewhere pretty important to the German war effort. My job is to jam it sooner or later. I'd just as soon have it later, because we might be able to learn what he's after. We've already come with him for 150 miles.
Good God, as far as that?
It's as far as that since I snaffled your queen. Want your revenge?
What, no?
Well, I don't see why not. Maybe against the custom, but it's hardly against the tradition. Well, the board's here. Set them up. Yeah, it'll help to prevent me becoming a giggling lunatic, which I might well do if I have to sit on this fish's tail for 24 hours.
My turn for fight.
Forbridge?
A blast. Forbridge here.
Submarine altering course, sir. Bearing red 10, range decreasing.
Port 10.
Bearing still drawing left, sir.
Don't worry. It'll start to steady soon. Bearing now.
Bearing steadying. Bearing drawing right. Red 35. Red 30.
How's ahead, number one?
125, sir.
Oh, the Cunning Fox has done a 90-degree turn to port. Steer 120. I bet he won't stay long on this course. It's just a wiggle to see if he can shake us up.
Brown, where's he now?
Still where he was, Captain. He follows us round a second time.
As I fear, there's nothing wrong with his instruments or his men. Schwachhofer, we'll have to trick him somehow. Sooner or later, he'll attack again. Let us think of what he already knows. He is aware of our course because we've been forced to disclose it to him. He knows nothing else.
And he'll expect you to return to it.
Exactly. But we won't. At least, not for a little while.
We're all here, sir.
Good. Now, I want to explain my plan. I'm afraid we're in for a long, long battle. We've already expended a third of our charges, and the U-boat needn't surface for another 20 to 24 hours. Time may be the crux of the position. If I can't break him up, at least I can hope to shatter his nerve. Now, none of you can keep on all the time. Not you, pilot, on the plot, nor you, Hopkins, on the set, nor you, coxswain, at the wheel. But we may have to be on the top line at any moment. So I want you all to get somewhere comfortable, near your own particular part of the ship, and sit down and rest.
We've only 7 patterns left, sir.
Exactly. We'll attack him at regular intervals. At the change of watch, we'll attack at 12, 4, 6, and 8 tonight, again at midnight, at 4 in the morning, and the last one at dawn tomorrow. After a bit, he'll get to know the drill. And my bet is that when he tumbles to what we've got in store for him, it'll shake him almost as much, if not more, than our charges do. Now, go back to your stations now and be ready at noon.
Oh, he'll begin to hate you, sir.
Well, I reckon he does that already. Now, this time, I'll steam over him first to get some idea of depth. Probably he'll think I'm attacking, and he'll turn to port or starboard. When I come round again, I will attack. But because he's wedded to his 2-1-0 course, I'll know which way he's going to turn, and I'll be ready for it. ASDI cut.
Full rate.
Range and bearing now.
Dead ahead. Range 1,000, sir.
Mm-hmm. Your move, Doc. He's double bluffed me. He's gone right round in one big circle. Starboard 10. I believe I'll get across his beam.
What about your end of the watch routine, sir?
Oh, I'll have to drop now, the one I'd planned for the dog watches. Can't afford to miss a chance.
Bearing green 150. Range 600 opening.
Starboard 20. Attacking.
See, Otto, he was well out on our beam. He had not expected that he would turn right round. It means that he is not quite as clever as we think.
Or that we can think, too.
Captain!
Yes, Brown, what is it?
Destroyer approaching starboard beam. Fast! I think he is attacking again.
Starboard 30!
It's like running into a rock.
It could only have been 2 or 3 meters clear of the bow.
Fortunately, our strongest point. I've got to sink him, do you hear, Schwachhofer?
Yeah, Herr Kapitän.
The destroyer's efficient, sometimes brilliant, but I think he's an improviser.
Then we must plan.
Yes, we will plan, and thoroughly, with attention to detail, Schwachhofer.
We shall have to go up to depth from which we can fire torpedoes.
Surely. Very slowly, or the destroyer will hear us blowing tanks. I won't ask you to do it quickly. I'll give you an hour. Otto?
Hey, Captain.
Otto, let us consider. Let us assume we are at 20 meters depth. The destroyer attacks. Then what happens?
Probably he'll first again run over us without dropping charges, as he did earlier to guess our depth.
I think so, too. Then, when he is at the end of his run, and if we turn beam onto him, we should be able to hit him when he's turning with a spread of 4 angle torpedoes from our bow tubes.
With a spread of 20 degrees at 1,000 meters, one of the four should hit a target as long as that, possibly 2 hits.
I think the British captain has his lunch now. I think we go up.
Shall I start blowing now, Captain?
Yes, very gently.
Jawohl, Captain.
Petty Officer Miller.
Open, Kingston.
Captain.
When we reach 20 meters, prepare for the 4 forward tubes for firing.
How long shall I have, Captain?
How the devil should I know? When the destroyer attacks, I shall require them immediately.
Captain.
Yes, Brown, what is it?
Destroyer closing, Herr Captain.
Starboard 30.
Starboard 30.
As I thought, he didn't fire that time. He intends to fire the next time, if there is one. Stand by tubes 1 to 4. Oberlaut and von Hohlem, take charge of the attack table.
But, Herr Captain, the attack table is my duty.
Kunz, I've told the Oberlaut to take over the attack table. I don't wish anything to go wrong.
Jawohl, Herr Captain.
Target bearing, red 90. Target speed, 50 knots. Range, 1,000. Torpedo speed, 40 knots. Depth, 5 meters. Spread torpedoes, 20 degrees.
Attack table lined up. Torpedo gyro switch made.
Follow attack table. Fire, 1.
Torpedo running.
Fire two.
Torpedo running.
Fire three.
Torpedo not running.
Fire four.
Captain! Captain!
What is it?
I'm getting torpedo hydrophone effect on the starboard beam. Bearing moving astern.
Verdammt! Rogue torpedo!
Order!
Emergency dive to 100 meters. One of our torpedoes is circling.
Emergency dive? He's changed his depth, number one. He's shallow. Wonder if he's getting tired of it.
Maybe he is, sir.
Attacking? I must say that after this attack, a glimpse of a grey hull amongst the exploding charges would be a rewarding sight.
And how, sir?
Asdic, Farbridge, Captain, sir.
What is it?
High-speed hydrophone effect, sir. Send to bearing, green 90.
Starboard 30. Half a stern starboard engine, full ahead port. So that's what it came up for, to fire angle torpedoes. I hope to God she turns in time. Get to the other side of the bridge, number one.
Aye, aye, sir.
Can you see anything, number one?
Not yet, sir. Belay that, there's one on the starboard bow going well clear, sir.
Nothing my side.
Another one, sir, coming mighty close.
Where?
There!
Good grief, duck, man, duck! There's no sense in getting hurt if we don't have to. We can't do anything more. Must have missed. Let's have a look at the other side. Signalman, out of the way.
Oh, it's an old redhead. Fancy the cherries up in redheads, too.
Oh, it looked lovely and cool, slipping along down there.
Did it now? You see, number one, what we missed by not looking. Can't see anything to port. It'd surely be along by now. Ask the Asdic.
Forbridge, Asdic, what's happened to the kippers?
They seem to have passed us down. I'm still in contact with the U-boat, sir. Bearing 295, range 100.
Well, let's carry on with the attack. I bet he fired a flush of four fish. I'd like to think that the two that didn't arrive had been upset by the hammering we'd given him. Half ahead, both. Steer 280. What's the time, number one?
10 minutes past four. We're a little late, sir.
Herr Kapitän, shall I warn Brown?
Auf watch, Machhofer.
It's 5 minutes to midnight. But the enemy may attack again, Herr Kapitän.
Bleu Dakar, don't you see that you are falling into the very trap he set you? I see no reason to suspect any particular time of attack. Such a supposition would be highly dangerous and, Herr Oberleutnant, very bad for morale.
Herr Kapitän, destroyer is increasing speed. 150 revolutions. Closing.
For the love of God, will someone oil that chair and that a planesman's fat behind? It's creaking, drives me mad.
You're all up again.
What is it, Miller?
Captain! It is young Edelman in the forward torpedo room. He's gone mad. It takes four men to hold him.
Schmachhofer, take charge while I'm away.
You're all up, Captain.
Lead on. I will follow.
Otto, I'm not enjoying myself.
Nor me either.
Have you seen his face, the captain's? He's gray, like an old man.
Yeah, like the face of one already dead.
What's that?
Can't you guess? What else could he do? What could anyone do?
Achtung! That is the only medicine for those.
Hey, Captain, the oil.
Oil? I remember, yes. The oil. He must have perfect efficiency, yes. Oil the planesman's chair. It squeaks.
Herr Captain, destroyer is increasing speed. 150 revolutions. Closing.
Five minutes to six. Number one of your charity. Cocoa for all on the bridge.
Very good, sir.
As soon as it's fully light, we'll give him our last pattern. He's a real desperate character, this one, but he's only got the standard batteries and a limited amount of air. I don't think he can stay down more than another hour or two. And then the guns can deal with him. Oh, hello, pilot.
Morning, sir.
Morning, Starsight.
Yes, sir.
I wonder if we ought to push out another signal. It may help to let people know what's happening to us. We're 240 miles from where we picked up our Jerry Berliner.
You wish to make a signal, sir?
Well, Willis, I was considering the possibility. Only considering. Oh, don't look so disappointed. I probably shall. In fact, I think I will. Make to Admiralty. Repeated, Commander-in-Chief, South Atlantic. Still in contact. Enemy course unaltered. Depth charges expended. And get the position from the navigator.
Aye, aye, sir. But we've still got one pattern left, sir.
Don't worry, yeoman. We won't lie. By the time you get that off, we won't have. Pilot, let me know as soon as you've got your position, because I'll want you on the plot when I attack.
Coco, sir.
Thank you, number one. Gosh, this car is good. Feeling tired?
Not as bad as I might be, sir.
No, neither am I. I was at my worst about 3 hours ago. Now I've merely got a tight feeling round my head as if my cap was too small.
Do you think he'll fight his gun, sir?
I never see why so many of them don't. I've always thought that if I were a German U-boat commander, I'd try to do something with my cannon. After all, he's a terribly small target for our guns, and only a little of that vulnerable.
Whereas we are 10 times as big a target, and so packed with instruments and machines that we can't take a hit anywhere without losing some part of our fighting efficiency.
You're right.
Clark, Forbridge!
Yes, pilot?
Our position, 5 north, 32 west, sir.
What? Exactly.
As near as dammit, sir.
That sounds just the sort of staff office choice for a rendezvous. I wonder if we've arrived.
Yes.
Dear, oh dear, the hair will be cross if we've tagged along to his trysting place. Number one, let's attack him now. This time, I'm just going straight into attack with 450 feet on the charges. We may catch him napping. Particularly as we're out of the routine we've been training him to. We only attacked 2.5 hours ago. He won't be expecting us for another hour and a half. Tally-ho, chaps. Range and bearing, please.
Where are we now, Otto?
By my dead reckoning, we are here.
Then we have arrived. We've made our rendezvous. At noon, the cruiser will join us and drive off the cursed destroyer.
Captain!
If he's successful in this, we'll be successful in the rest.
Captain!
Oh, I'm tired. Yes, what is it, Brown?
Captain, the destroyer is increasing speed.
The devil! He's not due. Starboard 30! Let us hope it's only one of his practice runs. We must be quicker next time.
Diavola, Capitan.
Capitan. Clawling. Clawling. Seaboard in number 2 battery.
We are going up. Be ready to start the diesels, engineer.
You will never start them, never. I've withdrawn my men from the engine room and clipped the door shut. Otherwise, you will never reach the surface alive.
Is it as bad as that?
Perhaps you may go for a little while on the motors when you reach the surface. I don't know for how long. It's impossible to assess the damage. Already some of the cells are boiling.
Then we'll go back to Germany in the Cecilia. Oberleutnant von Hohlem, you are the gunnery officer. Have your guns crew ready to man the gun. I will sink him yet. He's a much bigger target than we. There's no earthly reason why we shouldn't have some more prisoners to add to the Cecilia's bag.
Jawohl, Herr Kapitän. Guns crew to muster in the control room. Guns crew to muster.
20 meters. 10 meters.
Forbridge.
Yes, Isaac.
I think the submarine's blowing guns, sir.
Thank you. Keep passing the range and bearing. Number one, surface action. Let's give him a good welcome.
Aye, sir.
Bearing 030. Very Woolly Echo. He's blowing all right, sir. Range 900.
Number one, bring your guns to the ready. U-boat, expected to surface green 60.
Aye, aye, sir. To open fire, sir.
Not yet. Let's see if they start abandoning their ship. Yeoman, try and call them up with a light. I don't like firing on survivors. Make abandon to them very slowly.
Aye, aye, sir.
I wonder if they'll get it.
No sign of them yet. Oh, there they come, sir. Crawling onto the conning tower.
Damn the sun. I can't see him properly.
Target a submarine bearing green 55. All guns load, semi-armor piercing shell.
Looks like someone's crawling aft.
Big gun ready.
There's a hell of a lot of smoke from her. Yellow, green. Very odd.
It's not diesel smoke.
Looks as if she's on fire.
Next gun ready.
Hey, he's manned his gun. Good God almighty, he nearly hit us. Open fire, number one.
Salvos, deflection four left. Range 900. Shoot! Down 100. Left four, shoot! Down 100, rapid salvos!
All right, number one, I'll take her. You get down below. Good, double quick, see what the damage is.
We got training, Jack!
Sir, I had to flood the forward magazine. The deck was red hot, sir.
Christ, that's half our ammunition gone.
It couldn't be helped, sir. It was touch and go.
Much damage?
A blasted shell exploded in the naval store. Coils of burning rope, burning paint tins all over the place. Under control, soon, sir.
This damned fellow is even more of a problem up above than he was down below.
Captain, permission to open the after escape hatch. The fumes from the burning battery will make a good smoke screen.
Excellent engine, Chief. Do it at once.
Yeah, but...
Schmachov, I'll run up the attack periscope so that I can see.
Jawohl, Captain.
Ah, we're up, son of the enemy. We are now a very difficult target for him. Schmachov, raise the small periscope and con the quartermaster so that he steers to keep us between the destroyer and the sun.
Jawohl,
and
Captain.
Keep our gun on an after bearing so that the conning tower will give protection.
Jawohl.
He's signaling. I suppose he hopes we'll surrender. Our gun will answer that.
The fumes are perfect, Herr Kapitän. Our own crew can see through them, but they will make it very difficult for the destroyer.
A hit!
Where?
Somewhere between the bridge. Smoke is pouring out of the forward superstructure. What damage is, Kritz?
Only part of the after casing is blown away. It is nothing.
Kritz, can I open the forward escape hatch?
Yes. There's only a very little sea, and that from astern. We can only go very slowly, for there's very little left in the battery.
Then open the engine here.
Yeah.
It will be easier to replace a casualty at the gun that way than through the conning tower hatch, and we should be in closer touch with von Holem.
Jawohl.
Besides, it will let a little light into the boat. Ha! Another hit! And the destroyer's forward gun has not fired. Oh, von Holem. That is good shooting indeed. Kuntz, tell the Oberleutnant and von Holem that he is no longer to aim at the bridge, but between the funnels.
Jawohl, Herr Kapitän.
Well?
The other end of the conning tower. There is much mess, but no damage.
What is the charge in the battery?
Very low, Herr Kapitän. I do not think we can run the motors for much longer.
Now that the destroyer has lost one of her guns, her speed is her only superiority. Every other advantage lies with us. I'm going to turn a small circle. He'll then have to go round outside me on the longer distance, and he'll have to expose his flank. Well, Lieutenant Kuntz?
Von Holem has made two hits. I give him your message. He says he will sink the destroyer.
Stand to attention when you speak to your commanding officer.
And don't forget that none of this would have been necessary if you wouldn't have been such a fool.
Message for us, sir.
Read it, German.
Message reads, Acheron Marabout Mastiff diverted to your support. Anticipate arrive your position noon today. Signal 0858 of the 18th to Force M refers.
One 6-inch gun cruiser and 2 fleet destroyers? Rather heavy support, one would think. And what on earth was Admiralty signal to Force M?
I had it turned up and deciphered, sir. Shall I read it?
Well, that might be quite a good idea, German.
Force M from Admiralty. Detach Acheron Marabout Mastiff to join Hecate, shadowing U-boat in position 06 degrees, 35 minutes north, 30 degrees, 10 minutes west at 0800 today. Anticipate U-boat may be attempting a rendezvous with Radar S or Radar M. Important to reduce wireless traffic to absolute minimum.
Oh, such a minimum of traffic that they didn't even repeat the signal to us.
Here, hell,
I've let the ship get damn nigh beam onto the enemy. Starboard 20.
Great, you can't use your diesel, sir.
I don't think so. But he's a terribly confident customer. I can't take any more chances with him. I suppose he's waiting for his friend the raider to show up and save him. There's a lot more in today's doings than meets the eye.
Just go down to the wheel, sir.
Captain, sir. Captain, sir. What
is this?
Number 2 boiler hit and main steam pipe fractured. He says he'll be up to report just as soon as he knows all the damage, sir.
Very well. Tell him to report as soon as he can.
Aye, aye, sir.
Number 1, I'm afraid that blasted Yube is steering to get into the closed arc of X-Gun. And then we shan't even be able to fire back at him.
Another hit. And clean between the funnels. With any luck, they'll stop him. Yes. He's turning and slowing, Schwachhofer. He's stopped.
Ask Brown if he can hear any propeller noise.
Brown, any propellers?
No, Captain. She stopped.
And all we have to do is to get to a position ahead of him where his after gun cannot reach us.
Port 10. Soon we shall be out of the arc of his fire. Then it will be no more than target practice.
There's very little left in the battery, Captain.
Well, we only leave very little. Once his gun cannot reach us, we shall stop the motor. In 300 meters, we shall be safe.
Yes, I got.
They hit it, Capitaine. They hit it.
The gun?
As I said, Capitaine, it's gone.
And the gun's crew?
They also, Capitaine.
Schwachhofer.
Herr Captain.
Keep an eye on Müller.
Jawohl, Herr Captain.
Now, let us see what is happening. Good, I can no longer see the destroyer's after gun. Overlord, and stop the motors.
Stop motors.
Both motors stopped. I do not think, Captain, unless we can start a diesel, the propellers will turn again. The battery show no charge.
What matter? It's now 9 o'clock. We have only 3 hours to wait. Let us go with the engineer to see if it's at all possible to get the diesel running. But first, I will order Kunz and Müller to reload at least one torpedo. You've sufficient air in the bottles to fire?
I think there's enough to fire one torpedo, possibly two.
One will be sufficient for a sitting duck.
With a boat rolling like this, it won't be easy to reload.
But we'll try. Hey, engineer, come with us.
Lieutenant Kunz, Petty Officer Müller.
Herr Captain.
Reload one torpedo.
It is very dark. It's almost too dark to see, Herr Captain.
Herr Lieutenant, you will obey my orders and at once.
Herr Captain.
What is it, Müller?
The boat rolls too much. We will damage the torpedo and possibly crush a man.
Then load another. At once, Müller, and report to me as soon as you've reloaded.
Schwachhofer,
Kretz, we'll go on deck and see if it is possible to get down the after hatch to the diesel.
The light hurts one's eyes.
What a mess.
That gun will never fire again.
The after end of the conning tower, too.
What the devil was that?
I heard it.
I don't know. Good God, they're firing at us with a rifle. Jump for it. Get down. Anyone hit?
No, Herr Captain.
No, Herr Captain.
I would have thought we'd given that destroyer enough to do without them firing rifles at us.
I wonder if we could get down into the diesel room wearing gas masks.
I doubt very much if there's any oxygen down there at all.
Could we use the escape masks?
I'm afraid, our captain, the floor plates will be too hot to stand on.
Let us at least pour some water down and find out.
I'll go and get a bucket.
Herr Kapitän, I submit I should go. You have only one engineer, and if he should be wounded or killed...
You are right, Schwaffer. You go walk on the ballast tanks and keep your hat below the casing. You'll be all right if you keep in that shelter.
Miss!
He's a marksman, that one.
Captain, he is coming back.
Heini! Fill the bucket and pass it up before you climb over.
My boots are so full of water, I needn't have gone for the bucket.
Pour the water down the hatch.
I'm afraid it's useless. We can never start those motors.
You're right. We go back to the torpedo.
Excuse me, sir.
Oh, hello, Chief. Just doing a bit of sniping to keep the enemy away. Must do something to pass the time. I hate just lying here. Well, what's the damage?
Pretty bad, sir. The shell split number 2 boiler and cut the steam pipe between that and number 1 boiler. I can isolate number 3, but the third boiler is pretty badly damaged too, sir.
How much?
Distortion, sir. The tubes are hanging in bites. It being action stations and the third boiler connected, the steam from all 3 boilers was lost at once. Number 3 cooled off too quickly, sir.
Will he be able to move her at all?
I'll probably give you some sort of steam in about an hour, sir, but it won't be much.
No. Well, let me know when you're ready. Then I'm going to ram that ruddy U-boat. One or two of their chaps have been down the after hatch, but they don't seem to be able to get below, so I assume they won't motor off.
It'll have to be in-hand steering, sir. The rods to the steering engine were shot away.
Well, so I gather. But it'll only be a short trip, and we'll manage somehow.
What the devil now? Silence!
Stand back, all of you.
Both rudders and the propeller damaged. Well, I don't know how this happened.
Petty Officer Muller had not secured the after grab properly.
It is a lie, Herr Kapitän.
Petty Officer, wait until you're spoken to.
It is still a lie.
Be quiet, Muller.
I cannot be quiet, Herr Kapitän, when this young Nazi fool accused me of something I never did.
Schwachhofer. Petty Officer Muller is to be placed under open arrest for insulting an officer.
Petty Officer Muller, you're under open arrest. You will go to Petty Officer's mess and remain there until I come.
Your word, Herr Oberleutnant.
I'm afraid Muller himself forced me to back the wrong horse.
Well, it's a great pity, but I do not see how it could have been helped.
And now we'll lure the fore end of this damaged torpedo. We'll chuck it on the deck here and bring out another. I myself will take charge of the loading. I'm sweating like the proverbial bull after that exercise.
I too.
Fritz, I want to see if there's anything left in the battery. And the boat will turn more easily downwind. Use the starboard engine. Your quartermaster, hard to port. Engine here. Starboard engine ahead.
Double, Herr Captain. Starboard motor turning, Herr Captain.
Stand by numbers 1 and 2 tubes. Periscope was not damaged. Good. Are you ready, Herr Oberleutnant?
Yeah. Numbers 1 and 2 tubes ready, Herr Kapitän.
Very soon now. Stand by, Schwachhofer. Stand by!
Du lieber Gott. He is moving.
Fritz! Give him every bit of power you have!
There is no more, Herr Kapitän.
Halt! Hard a port!
The wheel is hard over, Herr Kapitän. The motor has stopped. Can we not angle the torpedoes?
What? Without electricity to set the attack cable? The Cecilia should be here within an hour.
I fear the destroyer will be here first.
He cannot sink us by gunfire.
If he's any sense, he will ram us. And I fear that he has. Here's the key. Unlock the revolver cabinet. Give me mine and take one each.
Captain, where are you going?
Into the conning tower. Wait for him.
Starboard 20. Number one, ask X-Gun if they can get a shot or two away.
Aye, aye, sir. Hello, X-Gun. Can you get a shot or two away? Damn. Keep trying. X-Gun reports the target is obscure, sir.
Never mind. It's cold steel now. Port 20. In hand steering, and at this low speed, she's steering like a drunken dray horse. Ah, hello, Doctor. How are the patients?
As well as I can make them, sir. Well, there are some terrible bad burn cases. I can't do any more.
Oh, we caught a tartar, all right.
Funny end to it all. Bright sun, gentle breeze. And we're still trying to kill each other just because of a nasty little megalomaniac in a colored shirt.
God, she's a fiend to steer. Stop at 20. I'm not trying to kill anyone, Doc. I'm just going to sink a ship that's done minor deal of damage. You can't be too analytical.
Is that her captain in the conning tower, that flaxen-headed chap?
I expect it is. I'd like to meet him.
Higgins, put that rifle down.
Sir, you were shooting just now.
I know, Higgins, but it's quite different now. When I was firing, there was quite a chance that they'd get their boat underway and torpedo us. Now they haven't an earthly. And in a moment, there'll be survivors. Hard a port.
Kill!
Fancy a wave taking us just at the last moment.
Hell and damnation.
I struck him a glancing blow and it should have been a straight run. Number one, get down the aft deck. Try and get Travis between the ships. Hurry, man, hurry.
Captain, sir. Captain, sir.
Yes, number one.
The U-boat hydroplane has penetrated the hull below the waterline.
Hells, bells and buckets of blood. Doctor, get the engineer on the engine room telephone.
The engineer, sir.
Chief. The U-boat's hydroplane.
I know, sir. I've had to withdraw my men from number 3 boiler room, and the water's making fast in the engine room itself.
Can we keep it afloat?
Without full steam to work the ejectors, absolutely no, sir.
How many compartments will flood?
The engine room and all 3 boiler rooms. The shell destroyed the boiler room bulkheads.
All right, get your men on deck, Chief. I'll let you know about abandoning ship soon. Doctor, get your injured men alongside the boat. Yeoman, take the official publications down to the wireless cabin and tell the petty officer telegraphist to make an SOS on the emergency set to Acheron and then prepare to abandon ship. Make sure the cabinet's locked when the last man is out.
Aye, aye, sir.
Hi, pilot.
U-boat sunk, sir.
And about time, too. Now it's out, sir. Have the quartermaster pipe prepared to abandon ship.
Aye, aye, sir.
Mind if I come aboard, Bradley?
All right, you're in, sir.
Oh, I'm duly grateful to Mr. Garley. Well, he wasn't much of a one for company. Surprising how big the sea looks when you take to it on a raft. Oh, what have you got there, Bradley?
Looks like a young cherry officer, sir. Shall I drive back, sir?
Good God, no.
All right, sir. Not a few says no. They do seem sort of strange after all the trouble they caused us.
Come on, get him in.
Oh, Joseph. Come on. Who's next for the Skylark? Hey, Charlie, where the hell do you think you're going? Spin the ruddy out, are you? Come over here and have yourself rescued in a proper and seamanlike manner. Aye, they're good in his childish steel, sir.
Yeah, wait a minute. Who's this? He's first.
Yeah, it's another bloody Jerry, sir.
We'll have him aboard, whoever he is.
Just as you say, sir. Sorry, Charlie, mate. You'll have to take your place in the queue.
Oh, great. It's the U-boat skipper.
A proper home for distressed Jerry's wheel. Come on, Charlie. Your turn now.
Captain?
The captain.
Robert and Captain Peter von Stolberg.
My name's John Mark.
You're the captain?
Yes, I'm the captain.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch?
No, I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't.
We have ourselves sunk.
Yeah, I've been wanting to meet you for the last 2 days.
You understood my English, yes?
Yeah, you said we'd sunk each other. More correctly, I sank you and then was fool enough to let my ship be driven into yours.
My English is not much good to argue.
You're doing much better than I could do in German.
Captain? you make compliments.
Won't you sit down?
Thank
you. Carefully.
Thank you.
What's your name, Sonny?
I asked you what your name was.
Kunz. Lieutenant Kunz. Carl.
Yeah, all right, all right. So it's Kunz. You never fag Kunz.
Protection.
Now, there's one thing I really want to know, Captain. Is where you went to yesterday morning. Did you double back and then make a big circle to the southeast before you returned to your course at 210?
So you know my course, Captain.
I've come a long way with you. Over 200 miles. Where exactly were you going?
I do not think, Captain, that I can answer your question. Circumstances, you will agree, are very odd.
I should say they were unique. But I really don't see why we can't discuss what we've been trying to do to each other for the past 40 hours.
I prefer not to talk about the duties of my ship.
No, I suppose that is the absolutely correct attitude to adopt. Though I must say you're a grave disappointment to me. When we hauled you aboard, I hoped we might have enjoyed a sort of 19th hole.
19th hole? I do not understand.
Don't you play golf? I thought you Continentals played a lot.
Captain, we have business to discuss.
Oh, not really. Not business now. All I expect from you is that you'll keep discipline amongst your men, and I'll look after mine. Not that any of them look as if they're going to cause trouble. I do wish you'd tell me where you were going. I promised my doctor I'd ask you that.
Captain, we have arrived.
Congratulations. You know, I said to my navigator only this morning, when he got his morning stars, that I thought you might have done so. Oh, of course, I forget. You couldn't take any yourself. I'm sorry. But you might like to know that your dead reckoning was exactly right.
Captain, your ship's name, please.
My ship is... was His Majesty's Destroyer, Hecate. And the number of your U-boat?
Captain, I'm not at liberty to disclose the number of my boat.
You know, von Stolberg, you're adopting a very peculiar attitude. I've told you the name of my ship. I really don't see why you can't tell me the number of yours.
I think you overlooked something.
I don't see what. We're both survivors. Surely we can be civil and polite to each other. Hey, for God's sake, man, sit down. You'll overturn the rod.
You must pardon my bad English, Captain, but I must make myself plain. You are my prisoner.
And your what? Will you sit down?
Captain, our armed cruiser, the Cecilia, meets me here at noon today. Already she has many Allied prisoners. I fear that you and your man must join them. I asked you to give me your parole.
Now, look, Solberg, if you want to fight, you can have it. If I were to tell my lads to chuck a whole lot of your 40-odd men into the ditch, they'd do it. I don't want that to happen, but if I have one more word about my being your prisoner, I'll slap your ears back myself. Now sit down before I knock you down.
But, Captain, you are going to be my...
I'm going to be your what?
My prisoner.
Come and get me there.
With you, sir.
Well, thank you, Bradley, but he's my bird. I'm going to dust his pants on him if I can stay on the feet.
You would not strike me, you and Captain, to fight like a sailor.
How the hell with that, chum? I'm a survivor, and you're another.
Sock him out, sir. Don't waste time on the bastard.
I don't intend to, Bradley.
Crikey, sir. Look out behind you, sir.
Yeah, what
like the cunts. Captain, I'll hit them.
Now, heil my Aunt Fanny.
Right, young bunch. You're going back in the bleeding noggin if it's the last thing I do.
Behind me, sir. Look, sir. Look over there.
Von Stolberg, I owe you an apology. I should perhaps have made it plain that I'd asked some friends of my own to meet us here.
You mean?
Yes. I mean, I'm afraid that the position you envisage is, in fact, reversed.
What the hell was going on here? HMS Manifold, your service. Now, look, Livelyness, get aboard as quickly as you can. Admiral Bastia, chasing a German freighter just over the horizon. We want to see the map, too.
You have been listening to The Enemy Below by D.A. Rayner, and the cast was as follows. Commander Murrell, Captain of the Hecate, Leo Genn. Korvettenkapitän von Stolberg, Captain of U-121, Gerard Heinz. Narrator Norman Claridge, Surgeon Lieutenant Macmillan Fraser Carr, Lieutenant Magnuson John Baddeley, Andrews Glyn Dearman, Radar Officer Peter Bartlett, Lieutenant Commander Thompson Kevin Flood, Willis John Broster, Lieutenant Johnson Bruce Condell, Engineer Officer Peter Bartlett, Stoker Bradley John Baddeley, and Robbins Bruce Condell. Engineer Kritz Michael Goldie, Lieutenant Kuntz Gabriel Wolfe, Bauer Kenneth Hyde, Brown Louis Stringer, Oberleutnant von Holm Frank Partington, Oberleutnant Schachhofer John G. Heller, Plainsman Stephen Thorne, Petty Officer Muller Rudolf Offenbach. Other parts were doubled by members of the cast. The program which was recorded was produced by Richard Imerson.
At 10 minutes past 10 in the home service tonight, we're broadcasting a tribute to the late President Kennedy, replacing our usual Saturday evening literary program, The World of Books. We shall hear appreciations and opinions from people in this country of the man whose tragic death yesterday shocked the world. The program is called The Man We Mourn, and it's at 10 past 10 this evening in the home service.
This is the BBC Home Service. Here is the news, read by Brian Martin. Among those who are going to Washington for President Kennedy's funeral are the Duke of Edinburgh, Sir Alec Douglas-Hume, and Mr. Wilson. Family mourners and members of the United States government have been filing past the body, now lying in state in the White House. Mr. Khrushchev has said the assassination is a heavy blow to peace lovers everywhere. After the news, there'll be a program of tribute to the late president. Aldous Huxley has died in California, aged 69. Heads of state and national leaders from all over the world will be flying to Washington during the weekend for the funeral service for President Kennedy on Monday. Britain will be represented by the Duke of Edinburgh, Sir Alec Douglas-Hume, and Mr. Harold Wilson. They will leave London Airport together tomorrow afternoon. The Duke will return to London immediately after the service, but the Prime Minister, who will be accompanied by his wife, will stay on in Washington until Tuesday or Wednesday. Mr. Khrushchev is sending his first Deputy Prime Minister, Mr. Mikoyan. President de Gaulle and the new West German Chancellor, Dr. Erhard, will be there, and so will King Baudouin of the Belgians, Queen Frederica of Greece, President de Valera of the Irish Republic, who's over 80, and the Canadian Prime Minister, Mr. Lester Pearson. Throughout the day, under gloomy skies and pouring rain, a procession has been filing into the White House, where the body of Mr. Kennedy now rests. Among the family mourners was Mrs. Jacqueline Kennedy, with her two young children, Caroline and John, clutching at her skirt. President Johnson led members of Mr. Kennedy's cabinet, and other mourners included the former President Eisenhower, members of both houses of Congress, and Supreme Court judges. The coffin, draped with the American flag, lies in the white and gold East Room of the White House. It is on the catafalque used after President Lincoln's assassination in 1865. At each corner is a lighted candle, and behind each candle stands a member of a guard of honor drawn from the three services and the Marine Corps. Tomorrow, Mr. Kennedy's body will be taken to the Congressional Building on Capitol Hill, where it will lie in state under the dome. There, the public will be allowed to file past and pay their last respects. On Monday, it will be taken to St. Matthew's Cathedral for the funeral. It's expected that the body will be buried in the family vault in Boston. President Johnson, in his first official act, has declared Monday a day of national mourning and invited the people of the world to observe it.
The police at Dallas in Texas say that 24-year-old Lee Harvey Oswald, who's been charged with the murder of Mr. Kennedy and a policeman, is maintaining his innocence. But they said he had freely admitted being a member of the Communist Party. In Washington, the Defense Department revealed that Oswald, who is a former Marine, wrote in 1961 to Mr. Connolly, the governor of Texas, who was wounded when Mr. Kennedy was assassinated. At the time, Mr. Connolly was Secretary of the Navy. Oswald was protesting against what he called a dishonorable discharge from the Marines. The protest was rejected by a Marine Review Board after Mr. Connolly had left the Navy Secretary's post. Moscow Radio has broadcast a report from the New York correspondents of the Russian news agency TASS, accusing the American police of trying to implicate the Communist Party in Mr. Kennedy's death. The State Department in Washington said they had no evidence indicating that Russia, Cuba, or any foreign power was involved. A man who worked with Oswald in the warehouse in Dallas, the building from which the shots were fired, has been questioned by the police. They said he was on the list of subversive people because of his left-wing connections. Our correspondent in Dallas says it has not been suggested that he was involved in the murder. The Prime Minister was among more than 3,000 people who attended a requiem mass in Westminster Cathedral this morning. Tomorrow morning at 10:30, he's going to a service in Westminster Abbey. Tributes to Mr. Kennedy were paid during today's services in many British synagogues. Both Houses of Parliament will meet on Monday afternoon to pay their respects and will adjourn shortly afterwards. Mr. Butler will speak in the Commons on behalf of the government, and Mr. Macmillan hopes to be well enough to be there. The Queen has ordered court mourning for a week. Crowds at this afternoon's Football League matches observed a minute's silence. One of the warmest tributes to Mr. Kennedy has come from Mr. Khrushchev. In a message to President Johnson, he speaks of the assassination as a heavy blow to all who want peace, and says the Russian people are indignant at this foul murder at a time when international tension has been easing. And to Mrs. Kennedy, he has said he will always remember his meetings with her husband. Mrs. Khrushchev has also sent a message of sympathy to Mrs. Kennedy. Mr. Khrushchev and Mr. Gromyko called on the American ambassador this morning to tell him of their sorrow. Soviet newspapers praise the president's work for peace, and our Moscow correspondent says ordinary Russians have shown genuine grief and concern. In a special program this afternoon, Russian television showed Mr. Kennedy's coffin being carried into the White House, the first pictures to be relayed direct from America to Russia by space satellite.